Welcome back to Texans Huddle. As we are approaching game one against the Kansas City Chiefs, much of the training camp and the offseason was all about who the starting quarterback was going to be, and of course Brian Hoyer was named the guy.
You know, Patty, I think Brian Hoyer is underrated. I really do. I love what he did early on with Cleveland last year when they were 6-3, leading their division, a division that sent three other teams to the playoffs, by the way. I know the Browns imploded, but I don't really put that on the quarterback, Brian Hoyer. All that aside, that might be his home, Cleveland. This is his football home. You're talking about a guy who fits in with this coaching staff, with this system, and he's so eager for this opportunity.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And in the 6 months or so since he's been here, I've had a chance to sit down with him three or four times, and we always seem to be talking about the competition and how he's had to deal with that in the past. This was the first time we sat down and talked about him being the starting guy.
It's just a sense of excitement. I think knowing that the hard work you put in, you know, paid off, and now you know which direction you're going in, and the team knows the direction, and now it's just time to go. It's the regular season. All the hard work we put in, you know, this is what it's for. So we only get 16 chances out there, and we want to go out and make the most of them.
You know, we were all able to watch how it kind of unfolded through Hard Knocks, not just us, but, you know, all of America was able to watch it. Can you kind of take us back through there? We saw when you're sitting there in that room and when you were told what that experience was like.
Yeah, you kind of just sit at the edge of your seat and you're waiting for, you know, what coach is going to tell you, I think. You know, for me, I didn't really know what we were meeting about. There's a lot of times where Coach O'Brien comes in and we'll talk strategy, we'll talk game plan, whatever it might be. So, you know, I really didn't know. And then he said, all right, I'm going to name a starting quarterback. And then, like I said, you kind of get on the edge of your seat and just and wait to hear what's next. And obviously a sense of excitement, you know, to be able to be in that position. I know how hard it is to be a starting quarterback. I know how hard it is to get to that point. And, you know, so excitement is probably, you know, the best word. And then the thought after that is, okay, now the real work starts.
So as you're sitting there, and is it kind of a double-edged sword, almost that you're excited for yourself, yet in a weird situation that there's Ryan sitting right across the room from you, and you know that he's not having anywhere near the same feelings that you are?
Yeah, sure. I think, and for me, I was trying to mentally prepare myself for either announcement, really, for either way. And, you know, for me, having gone through what I've gone through, you know, I've been on the other side of it. I know how bad it makes you feel. And I think the one thing that people sometimes forget is we are human beings. You know, we're not just robots. We don't have, you know, kind of just an on and off switch. We have emotion. And you know, so for me, I knew there was a possibility it could have went the other way, and I tried to prepare myself for that too.
Kansas City Chiefs, now the task at hand. When you look at them and you see their front seven, especially their pass rush, Justin Houston saying he thinks that they've got the best duo in the NFL. Just your thoughts on the challenges that they pose.
He might be right. I mean, you look at those guys and also the other guys that play on that side of the ball with them. I mean, they're very talented. They have a really good scheme. Coach Sutton, you know, has those guys coached up really well. You can tell when you watch the film. And it'll be a challenge for us, that's for sure. And we're doing our best to, you know, prepare to the best of our ability to play these guys.
So here it is. It's game time. Just give me a couple adjectives that describe your excitement level, your nerves, just what you're expecting from yourself today.
It's weird because with me, I'm really anxious and excited. And then as soon as I get into the stadium and I get into my routine, I'm very calm. I think I'm more calm once I get on the field than I am leading up to it. So I know, you know, obviously I'll be anxious, excited, ready to go, but as soon as I get to the field, it's all business, and I really just kind of focus in on, you know, what I'm expecting, what, you know, the defense is going to play, what our plays are going to be, and really that's the most calm spot for me on game days.
Well, you can't help but to pull for that guy, and I don't know how many fantasy teams he's going to be starting for, but fantasy football also at the forefront here in our show.
Oh, I know one fantasy team he's starting for, but that will be saved for a later episode. Anyway, yeah, fantasy football is obviously huge. I love DeAndre Hopkins if you're trying to figure out Texans to put on your team, but John Harris has some special insight into this subject.
Hey, week one of the NFL season is here. It's time to play America's favorite game, FanDuel, and we got your FanDuel formula for week one. Let's start with running back Doug Martin. At $6,900, he's one of the best values on the board. They're facing the Tennessee Titans run defense. They were 31st in the league last year against the run. This is great value at your $60,000 budget. Number two, let's throw the football a little bit. A lot of guys are really expensive this week as wide receivers. But how about Brandon Cooks? He's going to be Drew Brees' go-to wide receiver in New Orleans. It's a tough matchup with Arizona, but you know he's going to see plenty of targets, and at $7,400, tremendous value. And let's finish with Golden Tate. Everybody knows about Calvin Johnson. He's $9,000 plus. But how about Golden Tate at $7,100 against San Diego? This guy is a superstar, and there is your FanDuel formula. If you want to be part of it, go to HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass. That's HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass, and you can play free against me and hundreds of others.
Wow, that's a different side of John Harris that we haven't seen before.
Well, he's passionate, like I said, that much.
Right. We just take one final time out, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mark's favorite part of the show.
Dear Drew.
And we'll also check in with a halfway naked J.J. Watt. Stay with us.